Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Our final point is our DraftKings Extra Point with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. Use promo code Vikings to play for free at DraftKings.com. What's the focus this week?
I think it has to be Trey Waynes. Rookie cornerback makes his debut last week. We'll play in his second game tonight. And he was flagged three times, and a lot of people focused in on that, including the coaches, but not in a critical way. We saw the work PA that Mike Zimmer did with Xavier Rhodes last year, another first-round pick, Trey Waynes. I think that Coach Zimmer will have lots of work to do with Trey Waynes, but I think it's going to work out for him. And I think there were some teachable moments in that preseason debut for Trey.
All right, off the victory at Canton, we need a Verizon winning formula, not only to beat the Buccaneers, but for the rest of the preseason. What is it?
I think we were happy with how the entire team looked in Canton against Pittsburgh. But if we had to get nitpicky, how about scoring a touchdown on that first drive? It'd be nice to see the first team offense finish a drive with a touchdown. They looked good going all the way down the field on that Steelers defense. You never like to see a drive stall out. Now, in the regular season, would Coach Zimmer have kicked a field goal there and come away with 3 points? Maybe, maybe not. If he would have gone for it, you have Adrian Peterson in the game, you might have had a better chance of making it. But regardless of who's in the game, that first team offense, we want them to finish drives with touchdowns. I think that should be a goal tonight against Tampa Bay.
We had Everson Griffin on Vikings game plan earlier. Don't you feel from Everson through the depth of his defensive line, that's all about a winning formula this year?
Absolutely. And we know Mike Zimmer likes to have a deep defensive line where he can use a rotation to keep guys fresh, not only through games, but throughout the entire season. Everson Griffin is not a depth guy. He's a starter. He's going to play most of the snaps. I think he's in for a dynamite season once again this year. But yeah, that defensive line is very deep at both end and tackle. Shamar Stephen and Tom Johnson, I thought, played outstanding against Pittsburgh. And they played for a long time because B.J. DeBose did not play in the game. So the coaches tapped on them a little bit longer. But our defensive line is talented with all four starters coming back. And we have some great depth, including some young guys, including the aforementioned DeBose, who I think can be a good player. Love watching that defensive line play. I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage throughout the game, first quarter on through the end, and hopefully we see that again tonight.